It is 9:40. Good morning. Got some clouds going on. 68 degrees, and as promised, got to talk with, well, we've named this guy Mr. Fireworks, Corey Unruh, from Little Unnie's Fireworks in studio this morning. Corey, good morning.
Good morning.
Got everything fixed. Everything's where it should be, and you opened yesterday.
Yeah, we opened yesterday, and it's like the busiest time is the first 5 days of setup.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to set a superstore up in 5 days plus two others. You know, plus a couple other locations, too.
How do you do that? How do you do it year in and year out, and you get it done?
Expensive coffee.
I love that. Hey, let's talk about the new things at Little Unnie's. For one, you're going to save us more money. You got a better selection than you've ever had. Plus, you can save us more money. It's all about distribution. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so now I'm involved in direct importing, which comes right from China, so I don't have to buy it from a middleman anymore. So at least on 90% of my products, I got to find some neat stuff from other vendors too yet just to fill the gaps. But
sure.
For the 90% of my product now is coming directly from China. And that equates to what, like maybe a 20%, 30% difference.
We'll take it.
Yeah, it gives me a little more wiggle room to
sure.
Wheel and deal. And got plenty of product out there right now. We have new shells that come in their donut rings. So imagine a 60-gram shell that goes up 180, 200 feet in the air and has a donut crackle ring.
Wow.
Then I got ring rockets, triple ring rockets, smile face rockets, shoots a smile face in the air. And I got smile face shells that shoots.
I'm blown away every year you come in here, the stuff you tell me about and just the improvements they make to these things, too. And you got a new tent out there, too, the black and white. It's kind of, I call it the black cat tent.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a great tent, and with all that heavy rain we've had, not even a drop of water in there.
Fantastic.
That's the most important thing when you're selling fireworks.
Absolutely. So this year, as far as the big stuff, like you say, you mentioned the newer stuff. We talked about the savings and your selection being so much bigger, too.
Yeah, exactly. I expanded on my 500-gram cakes. There's so many different effects out there now. There's some people that come in and they just want to shoot the big finale cakes off.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to take the time loading shells up. You get different people want different things.
Right.
But you can put amazing. I put shows on even with those fireworks. I mean, that's how good they are.
Okay.
For smaller communities, I mean, it puts a great show on for a crowd that's 150 feet away or 200 feet away. It's
right.
They just don't go as high as like what I shoot off down at the park. So it kind of simulates kind of the same effect. I mean, except for you can't simulate a 10-inch shell when I shoot it off down the park. That mm-hmm. That's an ooh and ah shell there down there. I think I have a couple 12s this year too, down for the park. But yeah, there's so many different effects out there now, and there's so many neat fountains. It's just the fireworks have gotten so much better over the years. You know, and for the price, you know, they better be better. You know, I mean, but that's why if you look at a couple big finale cakes on the shelf, you're looking at one the same size as another one. One might be $50, one might be $60. People are going, why does that one cost more? Well, it's the chemicals in them, the different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Everything costs differently. So, and then the amount of shots, more shots, more labor. Like I have these cakes that have like 220 shots on them. And it's all, I look at when they're shot off, it's all this wood glued together. I mean,
yeah.
I can't imagine.
It takes some time
putting
that together, definitely.
Oh, I mean, I can't imagine how it'd take me a whole day to put one together.
So, sidebar, you're going to be doing the show down at the park on the 4th, too, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you've been planning, I know you plan for that. I mean, you've got schematics for that or something similar to what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'll have up to I think we have a couple 12-inch shells all the way to 12s, 10s, 8s, 6s, 5s, 4s, 3s, and I think I got 2.5s. And then I have great big finale cakes that have like 2.5-inch to 3-inch shells in them that somewhere like 250 shots.
Okay.
So it's going to be a great show like always. And we raised more money this year, so it's going to be a little bigger than last year. I think $2,000 bigger than last year.
All right.
So I'll have more stuff to fill the sky with. So it's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on that and shooting her off.
Hey, I got to put you on the spot, Corey, too, because the only place I ever go for fireworks is Little Unnie's. Every time I've been out there, your help always manages to throw something extra in the bag when I go to check out. Is that going to be happening? A few little extra things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always throw a couple treats in for them. You know, I like to it's like an appreciation from coming back every year. And I get mm-hmm. new customers, too. I always try to give them something. You know, and I kind of let them pick out something they might like too, you know, depending what they spend.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't give them like a little cheesy fountain that's, you know, I give them something they might, they like, do you want this? I give them like five different choices, I guess, for products.
How cool is that?
And then depending how much they spend, you know, you spend $500 or something, you know, I give you a real nice 500 gram cake for free.
Right, right.
You know, or, you know, it's all about customer service too. Sometimes, you know, I get more people than my wife thinks I need, but you got to have salesmen there, because if you just let people walk
That's
in
right.
your stand and run around in circles, I mean, people are going to walk out. You got to have salesmen. It works out pretty good in the long run with extra people helping out.
So do you still have that feature out there too, that video where people can actually see what's going on?
I discontinued that for the main reason. Now, 90% of my product, except for little novelty items, have the QR reader, and everyone you just take your camera.
Oh, okay.
Take a picture of that QR reader, and you can watch a video.
Well, that's new. Fantastic.
Because the problem with that video system, it worked great for like when I had Red Rhino completely, but when other stuff was hard to get to work with it.
Okay.
So that was a great system too. A bigger screen, whatever, but
the phone thing's cool.
Oh yeah, because the pyro salesman, you get one. I had two of them. When it gets busy, one person will be looking at all the videos, and other people couldn't. So at least you can with your own phone, you can look at it right then and there. You don't have to wait in line, or it just works better in a busy stand that way.
I'm loving that, Corey. How late are you open?
So 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. all the way through July 5th, and then it's closed down for the year. The stands in North Dakota are always open June 27th through July 5th, starting 8 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay.
Unless they're out of town. If they're out of town, they can be longer, I think, but that's a different story.
Fantastic. Well, you're going to be in for the rest of the week. We're going to be we got a lot of ground to cover because you got a lot going on.
I still have another six pallets I have to go get yet. I mean, the shelves are full right now, so I have an endless supply of fireworks this year. So when you come in on the 4th of July, it's not going to be half. I'm going to have full shelves the whole time.
Wow.
And that's important. You got to have full shelves, otherwise people walk out. You got to give them what they want until July 5th.
All right. Well, nobody knows this business better than you, Corey Unruh. And Mr. Fireworks, we'll see you again tomorrow, same time, all right?
All right. Everybody, say no to Fargo. Shop in Wapton. We got great restaurants, zoo. You can get the whole experience here, too.